You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. You know, it's kind of funny if you think about it that the Federal Reserve holds its big summer symposium in Jackson Hole. They're talking about monetary policy that affects the masses in a big resort town that's so expensive that the people who work there can't afford to live there. Kind of a common story with big ski resort towns like Aspen, Colorado, where the housing market is, in a word, bananas. About half the population lives in affordable housing. And on the other hand, a home in a trailer park can sell for $1 million. City leaders tried to head off the problem about 40 years ago with an innovative affordable housing program, but it's starting to show its age. From Colorado Public Radio, Ben Marcus reports.
You wouldn't think it to look at her, but some see Sarah Garten as a threat to Aspen's affordable housing system. She owns a small one-bedroom with a great built-in cabinet.
Is this IKEA?
No, this is an old boyfriend ski patrolman who was a terrific carpenter. And I said, Timmy, I need a bookcase, and I need a place to put my TV. And he says, we're going to build you a whole unit.
Garten has a twinkle in her eye that makes her seem younger than 74. The former copy editor has lived in this affordable housing unit for 30 years.
So we are in what we call the black hole of affordable housing. Can't get out. I can't afford this lifestyle in Newcastle.
Newcastle is about an hour and a half down valley, on the interstate, and a lot cheaper. And why would she sell her Aspen condo? She could only get less than $200,000 for it because it's part of the affordable housing program. If it were on the free market, she'd get $1 million. There's no retirement home here, and she doesn't want to leave the city she's called home for decades. What started as housing for the workforce is increasingly becoming retirement housing, raising fundamental questions about the program.
The people that created the program back in the 70s, they never thought they were going to get old. And they never thought the buildings were going to get old.
Aspen City Councilman Adam Frisch drives his SUV through town, passing fund managers in Ferraris and bartenders on bicycles. He says Aspen was ahead of its time developing a system so both could live here. Other resort towns like Jackson Hole, Wyoming have copied a lot from it. But the former currency trader says controlling the price of half the city's homes has had unintended consequences.
When you have an unlimited demand for something and you put a capped price on it, regardless of what it is, market forces get out of whack.
Half of the units in the program are rentals, but it's the owner-occupied units that are causing Frisch heartache. Most were built decades ago, and many haven't been maintained because there's little incentive to fix up a home when the price is capped, so a homeowner can't realize any big gain from the improvement. Plus, there can be up to 60 bids on it despite its condition. And then there's a looming problem of what to do with retirees, who technically don't qualify for workforce housing. Mike Kozdrowski runs the housing program. He says half of the residents in Aspen's affordable housing units are 10 to 20 years from retirement. It's unlikely most will leave.
It's a ticking time bomb. And if we're not going to address it, then we're going to be in a world of pain 10 years down the line.
And Aspen's development restrictions mean they can't build many more units. Now it's getting harder for people to win the lottery to get a coveted unit. Yeah, you have to win the lottery.
The old way of the lottery used to be ping pong balls, and they used to do it in a very public way in a big ballroom at the local hotel.
Now it's more humane, done by computer. Still, there are perennial lottery losers like Christine Benedetti, a freelance journalist. She started a group to advocate for younger families, hoping to push the city to solve the retiree issue, for one. In the meantime, she's on the outside of Aspen looking in, living 20 minutes away from the culture and the jobs.
We had someone who won a $500,000 lotto ticket at the gas station, and you still can't buy a home for that much. So it's you want to win the housing lottery over the actual lottery.
With the average price of a single-family home now more than $5 million, she's not kidding. In Aspen, I'm Ben Marcus for Marketplace.